The Parent Report with Joanne Wilson.
What to do with your child's pounds of Halloween candy next week, coming up next on The Parent Report. Hi, I'm Joanne Wilson with The Parent Report. So all year long, you work hard at serving nutritious foods to your kids and limiting junk food, only to have your efforts sabotaged by Halloween. Granted, Halloween and trick-or-treating is so much fun, but what do you do with those pounds of Halloween candy when it's over? Dana Callens, co-author of Better Food for Kids, offers a few suggestions.
When it comes to Halloween, certainly for the younger children, maybe suggest to them, okay, out of all of this, why don't you pick out 10 of your favorites that you approve of? And those might be the chips or the chocolate. You may not want them to have any of the chewy candy that you know is harmful for their teeth, and then just get rid of the rest. So really, it depends on the family. But I would recommend limiting it, because it's a tremendous amount of candy that some of these kids can get from a few blocks of trick-or-treating.
There's more ideas in feeding your kids the right stuff at theparentreport.com. And don't forget to check us out at Facebook and Twitter. Next week, Autumn Safety. I'm Joanne Wilson.